Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Here in the 16th sabbatical study for this weekly Torah portion, Bishalach, in letting go, or sending forward, Bishalach, when Paro, when Pharaoh let go. Yes, that must have been Pharaoh's favorite jam right there. Before I Let You Go, it was nothing that he would not do. But here.
Reggae music, you know, bring crime to them, and the only purpose of the term is to tell the people to rock.
Mechanic.
my boat. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Oh, don't you rock my boat. No, no. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Thank you.
America.
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Levanto
blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Get up, keep on loving
on, give
up, bye.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasaf, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, Bekerem Elohim Yishpot. Ad Matai Tishpetu Avel, Ufne Resha'im, Yise'u Sela. Shiftu Dal Ve'yatom, Ani Varash Hatzdiku, Palletu Dal Ve'evyon, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי הארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאשר.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible.
Born again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible.
Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, nor even done God. Blood is thicker than water. From them disaster, even still when you people imagine being things, for love is what we bring, and then we got to let it bring a weaving.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
And here for this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here, Bishalach. Bishalach here for the third day, the third Aliyah Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 14, focus verses, verse 15 to verse 25. Shema Yisrael, here.
And here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third Aliyah, third up offering up, here for the third reading for this Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath, when he let go, Shabbat B'Shalach. Sabbath in letting go. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 15, for the Shalishi, for the third Ali. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Ma titzak elai, daver el bnei Yisrael, with And Jehovah said to Moshe, wherefore, why criest thou the I to me, to I? Wherefore criest thou the I to I? Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they go forward. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Ma titzak elai, Taver el bnei Yisrael, And Jehovah said to Moses, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, wherefore, what, Ma titzak, why criest, wherefore, what criest, Elai, thou to I, Ma titzak, Elai, what criest thou to I, Ma titzak, Elai, what criest to I, why criest I to I, Daver, speak, Daver il bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Yisrael. Daver il bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Yisrael. That they go forward. Vayisa'u, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the Bnei Yisrael shall go on dry through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Mitzrayim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians shall know that Ani, that I be Jehovah, when I have gotten honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and upon his horse, and the angel, and the angel of Elohim, Yisa'a Malak Ha Elohim, and the angel of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who went before the camp of Yisrael, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face, their presence, their perception, and stood behind them. Vayisa'a Malaka Ha Elohim Ha Holeka Lifnei Machne Yisrael Vayelech Mei Achrehem Vayisa'a Amuda He'anan Mipaneihem Vaya Amuda Mei Achrehem. And the Malak, the angel of Ha Elohim, went before the camp of Israel. Removed and went behind them. Vayisa'a Malak Ha Elohim Ha Holek. And the angel, the Malak of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Malak Ha Elohim, who went to tried it, Ha-Holek, who tried it before the camp of Israel, Lifnei Machine Israel, removed, Vayelech Me'achreihem, remove, and went behind them. Vayisa'a Amud He Anana Mipanehem, and the pillar of cloud, the Amud He Anana, removed from before them and stood behind them. Vaya Emoda Me Achrehem. And it came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moshe and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh Jehovah caused the sea to go by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the Bnei Israel, the sons of children of Israel, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Paro, Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, Yahweh Jehovah looked to the host of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptian, through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Mitzrayim, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Mitzrayim said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Vayasara eita ofan marakevotayo vayanahe gehu vika vedut vayomera Mitzrayim. Anusa mipne Israel ki hoa Nilchama lahema b'Mitzrayim, and he took off their chariot wheel. Vayasar eita ofana marakevotayo, and he took off their chariot wheels. Vayasar eita ofana marakevotayo. Vaya nahe gehua and he took off their chariot wheels and made them to drive heavily. Vaya nahe gehu bika de dut vayomer Mitzrayim. So the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, said, Anusa mipnei Yisrael, let us flee. Let us flee from the face of Yisrael, from the presence or perception of Yisrael. Anusa mipnei Yisrael, ki hua nilacham lahem b'Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim. Ki hua Nilcham lahem be Mitzrayim.
Yes. Yahuwah took off their wheels. Original wheels.
Jesus, Lord Jesus. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this. Kind of fits this. Kind of fits this.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original Justice Man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I can't.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read.
Many are calling, no? Many are caught but few are choosing. Many are caught but few are choosing. I was caught and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here, today's daily psalm is Psalm 12, also here in the season of these psalms here in Exodus, in the Exodus Torah reading and feeding season. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 12.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm, we have Psalm.
Godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, and the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, הפסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, ולב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה, אדוני, תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
למנצח על השמיני מזמור לדוד, אדוני כי גם החסיד, פסדו אמונים מבני אדם. עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות בלב ובלב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדון לנו. משוד עניים מעין כת אביונים, עתה קום יאמר אדוני אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעלי לארץ מזוכזק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
Here, grab your pen and your paper, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, bring a willing and attentive, repentive heart and mind. Let's get ready for some study right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 12. right here, in the seeds in Psalm 12. So I'm going through the Targum, the Hebrew, the English, you know, and study to show ourselves approved. Oh, yes, I. So right here,
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malachi Tzedek. We have Melchizedek, Haile Selassie, the righteous king. We have from the Sefer Tehillim, we have Mizmor Yod Veit, Yod Beit, Psalm XII, Psalm 12, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, a prayer. And so now, this is another of the so-called persecution, false prosecution, Psalms. Another of the so-called, what's often seen as the persecution psalms, in which the innocent are beset by slanderous enemies, haters, who plot their and I and I ruin. Today's daily song, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm XII. Now, unlike the preceding psalm, wherein the psalmist and I and I utter his assurance of the Ivine, the divine aid, here, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God himself, interposes his answer to the prayer, to the, Hebraically speaking, the tefillah. Tefillah, we're going to write up the Royal Amharic, but first here, getting a good groundation. Now, another difference in today's daily song with the preceding, and this is one of the persecution psalms, or we say the false prosecution psalms. Another difference is that the personal element is not to the fore. It's not in the forefront, the personal element. Now, the sufferer is not so much concerned with his own troubles. So in today's daily psalm, I am not so much concerned with I and I own troubles, but moralizes, according to the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, over the degeneracy, which prevails. Some say probably he depicts the state of society in Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation, the machibar in Yisrael, during Shaul's declining years. So today's daily psalm, the psalmist in I asks, Ha Adon Adawan Adonai Jo Rastafari, to intervene. For society is overrun by deceitful, arrogant, downpressers, and the goodly, the jar-like individuals, indivisible duals, are a seeming dying breed. Now, when Ha'adawan, when the sovereign Adonai Rastafari announces his intention to defend the downpressed, the psalmist and I and I affirms his and I and I confidence, the eifidence in the divine, the ivine promise, in the yea and the amen. An overview for Mizmor Yod Beit, an overview for today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malachi Tzedek. First point right here in this overview for today's psalm, the theme, a prayer answered. The theme, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, a helper against the treacherous. The treacherous, the treacherouses. Yes, sir. That's the far right. So here we ride up with the superscription here. For to the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Al HaShemnit, Mizmor Le David. For the leader, for the chief musician, on the Shemnit, Al HaShemnit, al hashminit lam natzia lam natziach al hashminit mizmor le David. On the eighth, a psalm of David, of David, the well-beloved. Now, the superscription has the Sheminit, Al HaSheminit, the Sheminit, which is the eighth. Bamarinya in the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Neges, we have Lemezemarana Leka, Sila Sementenya, the Sementenya, the eighth. Al HaSheminit, on the eighth. Now, in Psalm 6, just to zoom in here on the superscription before we ride up with today's daily psalm, we have Psalm Wow, or some would say in modern Hebrew, the Vav, the Wow Psalm, but more correctly, the Wow Psalm, which is a prayer, theme of prayer in sickness. And it has also in the superscription, it has La Menatzea, Lam Natzea, Bin Naginot, Be Naginot, Al HaSheminit, Mizmor LeDawid. So once again, we have Al HaSheminit, upon the eighth, Al upon Ha the Sheminit, Sheminit, the eighth. So it's with string music, right? And we have defined by the eighth, on the eighth. On the eighth. Some say it refers to a type of instrument with a deeper tone. Some say possibly an octave. An octave, of course, means eighth. An octave lower than the viol. You know, so here is the musical direction here in the opening, in the superscription. Some call the superscription portion the title. The title. Some say the exact meaning or the meaning of the Hebrew term Sheminit, some say it's uncertain, and that it may refer to a particular style of music. So when we First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 21, it reads, Matitayao Eli Felio Mika Niao Obed Edom, Yael, Azaziah were to play the lyres, the harps, according to the Sheminit style as led by the director. Now, of course, that's bringing out more, you know, more of the sense of KJV, I think, translates as and Matithia and Eliphele and Mikania and Obed Edom and Jael and Azaziah with harps on the Sheminit. So you see that right there in First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 21. And some say this is possibly an eight-string harp, an eight-string lyre. Right? And it says, with harps on the Sheminit, Al HaSheminit, to excel. So KJV has it to excel or to glitter from far, to be eminent. These are superintendent, especially the temple services and its music. So these are like musical directions on the eighth to set it forward, to set it forth, to oversee it according to the eighth. And on the eighth, just to bring out the superscription and the importance of the superscription. So here we pick up, riding up, Meshem Ha'av, Wahabein, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Have the first proper verse, right, which would actually be the second verse Hebraically, but in the KJV, these two verses are kind of merged as one. To the chief musician upon Sheminit, a psalm of David. Help, help, Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man ceaseth, for the faithful fear from among the children of men. Help, help, Hoshi'a Yahuwah, Ki Gamara Chasid, Ki Yafasu Eyamunim, Mibne Adam. Help, Jehovah, Hoshi'a Yahuwah, Hoshi'a Yahweh, Ki Gamara Chasid. Kia Fasu Emunim Mibne Adam. Help for the godly, the goodly, the chassid, the chassid, the goodly man ceases, ceases. For the faithful, the Emunim, the Emunim, the faithful, those are the true Amen, the Emunim, they fail from among the children of men. Mi b'nei Adam, me from b'nei Adam, from the sons of Adam. So here in verses 1 to 4, we have the prayer, the tefillah, help. Now KJV translates it as help, help Jehovah, help Hoshi'a Yahuwah. Hoshi'a Yahweh, Hoshi'a Yahweh, help, O he who be, we be, ki gamar, for to the end, in the sense of a completion. It can be either a completion or it can be a failure. This word gamar, 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 to cease, often translated KJV as to cease. Gamar, ki gamar, to come to an end. Ki gamar, to fail. Ki gamar, to perfect. Ki gamar, to perform. But the sense here is that the chassid has come to the fulfillment, that completion, and thus is done. No more chassid, no more chassid. And the chassid is translated as the goodly in KJV, the goodly, the chassid, properly the kind, chassid, in a religious, quote-unquote, sense, the pious, the saintly, the goodly, the holy one, the merciful one, the saint, the goodly, the jah-like one, the jah-like one, the jah-like man ceaseth. Thus the cry, Hoshi'a, 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 Yahuwah, Ki gamar chasi, Ki afasu, Emunim mibnei Adam, for the Emunim, the Emunim, the faithful fail, the faithful fail, Ki fasu, 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 from pasas, fasas, to disperse, disappear, in that sense to cease. So it says the goodly man, the chassid, has come to that fulfillment, that perfection, and the emunim and the faithful, the faithful disperse, they disappear, they cease, or KJV has failed from among mibnei, from the sons of Adam, from the sons of the common, average, everyday man, the Adam, man in Genoa. Now, the answer to this comes in verse 5. The answer to the save. Save, Yahweh, Hoshi'a, Yahuwah, Ki Gamar Chasid, Hoshi'a, save. Translate as help. The answer coming in verse 5, I will set him in safety. I will set him in safety. Who? The goodly, the chassid. The chassid, more on the chassid in Psalm 4, round about verse 3, verse 4. Psalm 4, the chassid. The goodly, the godly, the jah-like, the one in the jah-likeness. When the virtues of Yahweh, truth and life are scorned, and evil abounds, increases, those who hold fast and firm to the truth and uprightness are in danger of their lives, of their very lives. They cease. Kifasu. Kifasu emudim. Mibne Adam. Cease. They're being exterminated. They're disappearing. They're dispersing. They're gone. They're gone. for the faithful fail. They grow fewer and fewer in number, and unless Hoshea, saving, victory, unless help comes from Ha Elohim, the true good, Yod Hey Wehe, who he'll be, who he be, Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, they will completely disappear. They speak, verse 2 in the KJV, corresponding to the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse in the Sefer Tehillim, but here at the KJV verse 2 reads, they speak vanity, everybody. They speak vanity, vainly, everyone with his neighbor, flattering lips, with a double heart, do they speak? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart, do they speak? Shav yedabru, with his neighbor. They speak. How do they speak? They speak shau or shav. In modern Hebrew, they say shav, shau. Right? Shau, evil. Shav. Evil is destructive, literally ruin, or morally, in a moral sense, immorally. In a figurative sense of the word shav, is idolatry as false in the subjective state. Uselessness as deceptive in the objective state. And also in the adverbial sense, where the translator, especially in the KJV, has translated, in vain, they even open the mouth and even talking. Remember in the first verse, we had the goodly, right? The goodly, the godly, the Hasid is the one who does what is right in Ha Elohim's sight, not in their own sight, right? The John-like one is the one who seeks to do what is right in Jah's sight, right? And remains faithful to Elohim. Now, this is a key on the Hasid, for we ride up on these who try to deceive, right? And speak vanity, falsehood, shav yidabru, isha etarehu. Sifat halakot, with flattering lips. Lips of flattery, smooth lips. Shifata chlakot, b'lev, v'lev, yidaveru, with smooth lips and with a double heart. Literally in the Hebrew it says with heart, b'lev, v'lev, in heart, b'lev, wa and lab, with heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, like with one type of mind, because the heart, hebraically speaking, the mind state, so with a mind and a mind, right, double mind, yidaveru, they talk, they speak with a double-minded, double heart, false as they speak, a man with his neighbor, shav. The imperfect form in verse 2 describes what is typical, what is the type in the psalmist and in I experience. With a lip, sifat, a lip, chalakot, with flattering lips, KJV, right, or the chelka. What is the chelka? Chelka is smoothness in the sense of properly it's smoothness. But in the figurative sense, learning to read the Hebraic sign language, it's flattery, smooth, easy, right? things, but it also can be an allotment too. Right, you know, it's about the lots, casting a lot, but we'll get on that. That's another context of it, right? For flattering. So this word is kind of interesting because it also can refer to, you know, casting one's lot, like for a field, flattery, flattering, ground, a parcel, part, a piece of land, ground, plot, portion, slippery place. But the key of this is smooth things. Smooth things, right? The smooth things, something that is smooth, with a lip of smoothness. With a lip of smoothness, with a heart and a heart, with the heart, for heart and a heart, they speak, speaking a smooth word. Hebraically refers to deceptive flat. It's going to be okay, it's all right. You everything's okay. Yeah? We have this also in Psalm 5, verse 9, 55, verse 21. In Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 16, chapter 5, verse 3, chapter 7, verse 5, as well as verse 21. In Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 28, Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 23, and in the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, chapter 30, verse 10. Heart, leg, leg, or in modern Hebrew, lev, lev, right? B, lev, va, lev, b, lev, wa, lev. The lev, heart, it refers to their mind. They have a mind, belev, wa, and lev, and another mind, from which their motives and their intentions originate. The repetition of the noun, it indicates the diversity, the diversity. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 13, it says, you must not have in your bag, but they're all going after that bag, ain't they? You must not have in your bag different stone weights, a heavy and a light one. Learn to read and receive the Hebrew sign language. This is with a mind and a mind, indicating that diversity. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 13 says, you must not have in your bag different stone weights, a heavy one and a light one. This referring to a weight and a weight, referring to two different measuring weights. Well, if it was me, but for them, you know, this kind of diversity. These people have two different types of hearts. Their flattering words seem to express kind motives and intentions, but this outward display does not really reflect their true motives. Their real, quote, heart, end quote, their real lev, is filled with evil thoughts and destructive, downstructive intentions. Bad mind. See, the heart, the lev, or Bamarenga we say lib, right? But the lev, that is seemingly displayed through their words, it's far different from the real heart. That's why it says, belave walev, with a heart in the heart. The real heart, that's the one they keep disguised. That's the one disguised. That's the one that hides. See, for this idea, also refer to Psalm 28 and 3, this idea in today's daily psalm. Do not drag me away with the bad men, the evil man them, with those who behave ratchetly, who talk so friendly to their neighbors while they plan to harm them. In First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 33, it reads, from Zebulun there were 50,000 warriors who were prepared for battle, equipped with all kinds of weapons and ready to give their undivided loyalty. See, the phrase is without a heart and a heart in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew it reads, without a heart and a heart. See, here it says with a heart and a heart. But then, which is in the interpretation, translation, undivided, the undivided loyalty, the undivided one heart, right? Without a heart and a heart. Not with one mind and another mind, you know, like yeah, like yes and no. Like let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So without a heart and a heart means chaburim, undivided loyalty. So falseness has become, in these latter days and time, perilous times, universal seeming. And no society can endure when this vice is widely practiced. Flattering lips, lips of smooth things instead of the truth. What is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is what is spoken, although it's not sincerely meant. With a double heart. With a double heart. With a heart and a heart. They think one thing. They think one thing, but they express the opposite. Oh, I love you long time. They, bottom line, they hate you long time, but them cover that up for as much time as it takes for them to set the trap. Let's move on to verse 3 right here. Verse 3. This is all part of the opening prayer. The Lord, Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahweh-Jehovah, shall cut off all flattering lips. And the tongue that speaketh proud things. The tongue that speaketh proud things. Now, KJV brings it out more or less like that. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, it brings out, may the Yahweh cut off all flattering lips. May he do so. May he do so. This is a request. This is an ask. May he who be, who he be, the divine majesty, cut off all flattering lips, all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh proud things. So here we have, corresponding to the Hebraic, to the dilate verse right here, yakret, 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 the karet, karet, the cut, karet, the cut, cut. Yakret Yahuwah kol siftei chlakot. Kol siftei, siftei chlakot. Cut off all siftei chlakot. All flattering lips. Lashon, the tongue, lashon, me daberet, me daberet. Gedolot, medavret gedolot, medavret that speaks, medavret lashon, medavret the tongue that medavret that speaks, gedolot, gedolot, that which is gadol, that which is big, gadolot, the big, 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 bigger, bigger, big. Speaking proud, they are big words. So the Hebrew brings up this idea that big words. They speak big things, but the Hebrew, medavret gedolot, can also be interpreted and brought out in the English as big words are specified. What are their big words? What's the big words they speak? This is brought out in the verse coming forward. See, the verb form is what they call in the Hebrew a jusiv, which really indicates that the statement is an imprecation. It's imprecatory. What is imprecatory? It's like, well, they usually interpret it as a curse, like may Jehovah yakret, yakret Yahweh, yakret Yahweh, yakret Yahweh, may Jah cut off, yakret Yahweh, kol siftei achlakot, may Jehovah cut off all flattering lips. So it's an imprecation, may Adonai, Adonai cut off. It's not indicative. In the sense of, see, if it was indicative, the more better translation would be that the Lord will cut off. But because it's the imprecations, imprecatory, it's may Jehovah cut off. Yakretiowa, may Jehovah cut off. Kol siftei achlakot, all flattering lips. We also have this in Psalm 109. 109 verse 15 and also in Malachi chapter 2 verse 12. The psalmist and I and we appeal to he who be who he be to destroy the ratchet, to destroy the wicked, rather than simply stating his confidence that he will.
rather than, you know, some verses, you know, one expresses the confidence that this will happen, right? In this way, we say, cut them off. In this way, he seeks to activate this expression here, Yakreti Yahweh. In this way, he seeks to activate, right, what we call weaponize the divine judgment by appealing to Hashem, by appealing to Elohim, the true good, the true God, his just and righteous character, for an example of the power of such a curse. Judges chapter 9, verses 7 to 57, just for an example. A tongue that speaketh great, literally a tongue that speaketh the bigs, the greats, the tongue that speaketh the greats. Right, that's what we have right here. We're moving forward. Who have said? Here we have in verse 4, who have said, what have they said? They say, what have they said? They have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips, our own. Who, Lord, over us? That's what they say. They say with their tongue, they say that our tongues will make, we will make mighty. Our lips are with us. Who is Lord over us? Asher Amru. Who have said, Lialishonenu, Nagabir. We will be Gabir. We will be mighty. We're going to be powerful. We're going to prevail. We're going to be Gabar to be strong. But here they say we, Nagabir. We will be big because of what? Because of Lishonenu. Our tongue, Lishonenu. We will prevail to be strong in that sense. We will act also, this can be brought out, we will act insolently. Nagabir. Alright? We will excel, we will confirm, be great, we'll be mighty, prevail, we will put to the more strength, we'll have more strength, we'll be stronger because of Lishonenu, because of it. These are those he's speaking about in the previous verse where he says, Yakreti Yola, cut them off. The ones who say, our tongue will we make mighty. Our lips are with us. Sifatenu. Our lips, sifatenu. Itano. They are with us. Sifatenu. Our lips. Itano. Mi Adon Lanu. Mi who? Adon. Who is Adawan Lanu? Who is Lord for us? Who is Lord for us? You know, we speak about Adonai. Who is Lord for us? Our tongue will we make mighty. They forge their tongue into a powerful weapon to secure the ends and are armed with lies and deceit. They say our lips are with us. Interesting verse. Sifatenu itanu. Our lips are with us. Our lips are on our side. As forces at our command to make us strong. Therefore, who is Lord over us, or in the Hebraic direct sense, who is Lord for us? Mi Adon Lanu, to call us to account for the evil, bad mind use that they make of the gift of speech. We have this in Psalm 10, round about 3 and 4, verse 3 and 4, Psalm 10. So right here at the fourth verse is the opening part of today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm XII, Psalm 12. It's a prayer.
a prayer answered. This persecution psalm, it's a prayer answered. But here, picking up here at verse 5, is Jehovah's answer, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God speaks, Mishod, Niyim, Meya, Enakat, Ebayonim, for the downpression of the poor, the downpression of the poor. Atta akum, for the downpression of the poor. Atta akum, for the sighing of the needy. Atta akum, now atta akum, now will I arise. Yomar Yahweh, he who be we be, saith, speaketh. He who be we be, speaketh. Ashita be yesha, yafiach lau, I will set him in safety. Ashita be yesha, I will set him in salvation, in victory, in safeness, in Yeshua. Ashita be Yeshua, Yafiach lau, at whom they puff. So I went to the Sefer Tehillim Targum translation, but KJV brings out more or less of the same. Let's hear it. KJV for verse 5 says, for the oppression, rephrase, downpression of the poor. For the downpression of the poor. Mishod enyim. For the mishod, the shod, the violence, the ravage, the desolation, the destruction, the downpression, the robbery, the spoil, the wasting, the mishod, the niyim, of the ani, of the depressed, the ani, the niyim are those who are depressed, downpressed in mind, those who are downpressed in circumstances or situations. It's interesting, the word right here, not getting into, you know, there's a nuance of sound, but it's usually translated as the afflicted, the humble, the lowly, the needy, the poor. And here it's saying for the downpression of the poor, a downpression of the poor, may enkat, the anaka, the shrieking, the crying out, the groaning, the sighing, the anaka, may anakat ebyonim, for the sighing of the ebyonim, the ebyon are the destitute, the poor and the needy, the destitute, the needy, those who are in a sense of want. Especially, now this is the key of this word here, Hebraically, especially in feeling the beggars, the needy, the poor, the sighing, the crying, the shrieking. He says, now will I arise, atta akum, now I will rise. Sayeth Amar Yomar Yahweh Yod Hey Wehey, he who be we be, says that now I will arise. I will set from the word sheet. Sheet means to place. He says, I will place Bi Yesha'a. I will place in safety, Yesha, The Yeshua, the root of Yeshua and salvation and victory, also has a sense of Yeshua means at liberty, deliverance, also meaning prosperity and victory, salvation, safety. Be Yeshua. Yafiach lo. Yafiach lo. Yafiach. We have fiach, pointed as fiach or puach. Puach. Yafiach. Yapiach. Yapiach lo. Those who puff, lau. Those who puff, to blow with the breath, to blow. A blow of breath, of ear, to fan, to breathe. In a sense, those who utter. But also it has a sense of that kindle a fire in the sense of scoffing, those who blow upon. Remember, these are those who say that their tongue is their own, they're going to make it mighty, going to prevail, their lips, their words, the deceitful words they use, and how they use their words to set a fire aflame. They puff. They blow with the breath of ear. They fan the breeze by their utterances. They kindle a flame by their scoffing and their mocking of Yahweh, truth, and life. See, here's Jah's answer. For on account of the sighing, the groaning, same word is used of a prisoner. The groaning of the prisoner. Even in Psalm 79, round about verse 10, verse 11. And Psalm 102, round about verse 21, verse 20, 21. He says, now I will arise to intervene. Ata akum. Ata akum. To intervene on behalf of the sufferers, the wailers. In his wisdom, wise mind, and overstanding, Jah, he allows the downpressers to have the upper hand. For a while, although it means hardship for the innocent victims, the innocent victims, but he, so that he who be, he decides when the moment is opportune, is right to assert his will. We have this in Exodus chapter 2, round about verse 24, and in Isaiah, prophet Isaiah chapter 33 and 10, at whom they puff, expresses their haughtiness and their naughtiness, their double-mindedness, their contemptuous attitudes, mixed up moods and add with their heart in the heart, their double-mindedness of the downpressers towards those who they downpress. Now here, in these verses right here, these three verses right here, in verses 6 to 8, the confidence, the evidence in the answer. The words of Jehovah are pure words, as silver tried in a crucible on the earth, refined seven times. Thou, the eye, will keep them, O Jehovah. Thou will preserve us, I. From this generation forever, forever. The wicked, the ratchet, they walk on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of Adam, among the sons of men. The words of Jehovah, pure words, silver tried. In a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So here we have at verse 6, the KJV, we have Imrot Yahweh, Jehovah's Imrot, his Amar. The key here is interesting, we've been with the Torah portion of the season, Amor. If you study in the Hebrew in the context of speech, the speaking, word, sound, power, the Imroti Yahweh, the Imrot of Yahweh, are what? Pure words. Amarot Teharot. The words of Jehovah are pure words. Imrotiyowa,
Amarota Taharot, a silver tried. Silver being tried in a furnace. Kesef, silver. Kesef, Saruf. Kesef, silver, Saruf. Kesef, Saruf. Ba Elil la Aret, being purified in a Alil. The Alil is the crucible, right? Like the furnace, that furnace. The Alil, right? In the Alil la Aret of the earth. Silver that is Saruf, from the root Saraf. Saraf is the fused metal to refine, right? Whether it's literally or even here in a figurative sense as the cast of the finer, the refiner, the founder, the goldsmith, the melt, pure, purge, away, try, get it right. The pure words, unlike the deceitful words of men and people and Adam and the sons of Adam, of sons of men, humanity, generally speaking, the utterance of Ha-Elohim, he who be, who he be, is trustworthy. Imroti Yoa Amarota Teharota, the words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesefas Arufa Ba Elil La Aretz, as silver tried in a crucible on the earth or for the earth. Mezukak Shiva Atam, purified is Zakak, to strain, Zakak, in a figurative sense to extract, Zakak, to clarify, to pure, pour down, purge, purify, refine. Mezukak. See, the root is Zakak, but here in the context, Me Zukaka Shivatam. Seven times. In a sense of saying almost like sevenfold. The Shivatam. Seven times. Thou will keep them, O Jehovah. So here in this section, the confidence, the victory of good over evil. Human speech may contain both truth and falsity, but he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's word, is like precious silver, precious kesef, precious silver, which has been repeatedly refined in the crucible, in the heat, and freed from every trace of dross and impurity. And the Hebrew says the crucible to the earth. The translator says on the earth. The purified metal is poured from the crucible into the mold. Where? In the ground. That's why the Hebrew says la'aret. So it really should be a crucible to the earth. Seven times, the number seven is a symbol of thoroughness, fullness. It may possibly have arisen, some say, from the similarity between the word for seven, Sheba, and the verb Saba, to be satisfied, to be full. A similar usage is found in the other Oriental, the Eastern languages. To keep them, thou will keep them, O Jehovah. Ata Yahweh, the I, O he who be, who he be. Tishmerem. You will shama them. You will hedge them about. You will protect them. Ata Yahweh, tishmerem. You will keep them. Titzareinu, thou will preserve us. Titzareinu, preserve us. Mean from Hador Zu, from this generation, from generation this, le'olam, le'olam, forever. Saviv, 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 round, round, rishaim, saviv, rishaim, the wicked round about, yita halakun, yita halakun, they walk, saviv, 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 round, rishaim, the ratchet, yita halakun, they walk round about, kurum, kurum, zulut, Zulut, Livnei, Livnei, Adam. When vileness and ratchetness, wickedness is exalted among the sons of Adam. Keep them, guard those who are attacked by these liars and bad mind and envious. Keep them, thou will preserve us. In the Hebrew, the sense in the Hebrew right here is more preserve us, it could be read like that, but preserve him. Titz Reinu, you will preserve them, you will preserve him and them. You will nata, to guard in the good sense, to protect, to maintain, to obey. You will guard. Also has the idea in the sense of conceal, too. You will conceal, you will guard each one of them from this, or in a sense that, but the context here is talking about this door, generation, mean hador zu, from the generation this, mean hador zu, this class of unscrupulous and bad-minded persons. Walk on every side. Wicked and ratchet men are to be found everywhere. When they who are set in authority are of vile and despicable character. The rulers are the sons of men. Note that they are the Bnei Adam. They are the Bnei Adam, Bnei Adam. They are the sons of Adam, not Ish. Not Ish. More of that in Psalm 4, roundabout verse 2, verse 3. Also Psalm 8, roundabout verse 4, verse 5. We have a contrast between the Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, and the Bnei Ish, the sons of the higher man. But here we're speaking about the rulers being the sons of Adam, the sons of the common men and people. Corruption spreads from the higher to the lower levels of society. In spite of this, the psalmist is confident that Jehovah, he who be, we be, will protect the virtuous who are victimized.
Something about this generation. They're not like us. They love to fuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous. Something about this generation. Their attitude stinks. They won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. see their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in the sky. They curse, they fight, war and terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed his blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this speak, speak to this speak, speak to this.
مزمور י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, יפסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, בלב ולב ידבר. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני, אשית וישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
למנצח על השמינית מזמור דוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, חצו אמונים מבני אדם. עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות בלב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל כתפי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדוננו. משול עניים ואין כת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני אשית וישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל הארץ מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, יצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם סביב רשעים יתחל לגון קירות זולות לבני אדם
Psalm 12 Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side. The vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
Hear, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit, Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12, Psalm XII, for the leader on the Shemanith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit, Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12, Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear, 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 today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. Lamnatzeach al ha-Shemanith mizmor le-Dawid. Hoshia Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei Adam. Hear, 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 for the leader, la menatzeach, la menatzeach, for the leader, for the chief musician, al ha-shemanit, on the eighth, on the shemanit, al ha-shemanit, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis, mizmor le-Dawi, a psalm of David, Hoshia, Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, help, Hoshia, help, save, Hoshia, Yahuwah, save Jehovah, for the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki gamar chasid, for the chasid, for the chasid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful, fail. Ki fasu emunim, for the emunim, the faithful. Ki fasu emunim, for the faithful fail. Mibne Adam, mibne, from the sons of Adam. Mibne Adam, mizmor yod beit. Lanatriach al ha-shemanit, mizmor le-Dawi. Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emunim, mibne Adam. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu she'amar hakatub. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashar ba'adam ayin kulam ledamim ye'erovu isha eta achihua ya'tzudua cherem. Hear the full verse, Micah chapter 7 verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashar ba'adam. Hear, hear, hear. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashar ba'adam ayina kulam al damim ye erovu ish et achihu yatzdu cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man, his brother, with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright, there is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha'aretz. Abad chasid. Abad chasid. The chasid, the goodly, the godly, perished. Abad chasid min from ha'aretz, from the earthly plane. With yashar and the upright ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam. With yashar ba'adam ayin, there is none. There is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. Sheha'atzmot shelo eita poreru ada avak. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash notes, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name. Whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings, the Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Bethar in 135 CE. Anilechozer, Hadrian, his bones crumbled to dust. Sheha'atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired, By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, chasid, among them. There are upright, yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in the direction, instructions, in the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works, and are occupied with good works. Thereupon Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Meze, Gemisot, Mim, Zain, Hey, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau, Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Meza, Gamasot is a corruption of Morisa Maot. That in turn is derived from the Greek merisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes. Thus, the capital levy, that Hadrian here imposed a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, help Jehovah, for the Chasid, for the goodly, the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful, the Emunim, fail from among the children of Adam. Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emunim mibnei Adam. A story of a chasid, a story of a goodly, a godly, a jar-like man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the chasid, the goodly, the godly man found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, He had no idea of its value. And so he brought it back to thee, to the eye, end quote. She answered, quote, the box is all gold on the outside, and yet you say that he did not know its value? Then she said to the Hasid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. She said to the goodly, the godly man, the Hasid, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. And here. A Midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, may thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye. Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, umateka, umateka, thy people, to read, emateka, emateka, thy fear, and translates the passage, may thy fear of Elohim, of the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye. Literally, may thy people be given over to thee, to the eye. Rather, may thy people cast thee out from their midst. They ask, dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box? And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, if there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world. And the Roman lady gave orders that the Hasid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he please. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the Hasid and the goodly, the godly man, cast them out of Veya. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man ceaseth. Hoshia Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emuni mipnei Adam. The end of the verse, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Ki fasu emuni mibnei Adam. For the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the emunim, fail from among the bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here, Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. The meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam, from among the bnei Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the Bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Hear, today's psalm is more Yod Beit. Hear, Hebraically the Gimel, the Gamel verse. They speak falsehood, the Bnei Adam. How do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua yidaberu ish etar aihu sifata chlakota belev walev yidaberu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidaberu ish etar aihu, with flattering lip, sifata chlakot, with smooth lip, sifata chlakot, and with a double heart, belev walev. Belev walev, with a heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, with a double heart, with a heart and a heart. Belave walave, belave walave, belave walave, belave walave, ye daberu, do they speak? That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the B'nai Adam, conduct themselves. Shav yidabru, yidabru, they speak falsely. Shawa yidabru, ish, ish, man. Eta ra'ayhu, with his neighbor. Sifata chilakot, sifat, lip, lips, lip, chilakot, lips of smooth things. Instead of ha'emet, ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely, not sincerely meant. Belev walev, ye daberu. Belev walev, with a heart, belev walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Belev walev, ye daberu. A tale of a city that had no salt. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come. Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, let us, make and I go to such and such a place, he replied, I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going. They said, as thou sayest. But then what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, make sure of this code. When I say, fetch me the yoke, give me the saddle. When I say, fetch me the plow handle, give me the sack.
Here, Midrash note, i.e. Nest, he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do? He put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight. The muleteers left the same morning, and on the road met their chief on his way back. They asked, why hast thou done this to us, to I and I? He replied, do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price. Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood. Everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart, do they speak.
Shau yidabru ish et re'aihu sifata chilakot belev walev yidaberu.
And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out.
A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city? His kinsman replied, yes, there are. Rav Yonatan asked, at what price? His kinsman answered, at such and such a price. Any time that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee, for the eye. After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet, Oset, she said, he is in the field.
Rav Yonatan waited for him. But since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city, "Are there lentils to be had here?" The man answered, "No." "Wilt thou take wheat instead? Wilt thou take wheat instead?" Rav Yonatan said, "I desire lentils." The man replied, "There are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price." And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, "Didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen asked of I, a price higher than what thou the I didst name." His kinsmen asked, "Didst thou perhaps say, I desire lentils? I desire lentils?" Rav Yonatan answered, "Yes." His kinsmen said, "Hast thou said to the men of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, hear, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Shawa yidabru ish et re'ehu, sifata chilakota belev waleva yidaberu. Shawa yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish et re'ehu, man with his neighbor, sifata chilakota, with lips of smooth things, belev waleev, with a heart and a heart, yidaberu, do they speak. Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here Midrash notes, as Jastro 969b, the ET, the edited text reads, Sura, a city of Babylonia, the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria, or Sura, to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, "When thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye." Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here Hebraically, at the third, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et re'ehu, with smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth things, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak. Belev walev yidaberu, belev walev yidaberu, that is to say, there is one word in their mouth and a different one in their hearts, with a heart and a heart. Belev walev, belev walev, believe walev, believe walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite, 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 the opposite.
The man is getting strong, while our churches are getting weak. man is getting strong.
As the devil is in a team, while our church is at
tell me who is gonna lead the way.
As it is I'm a dad mentioning,
while a youth them are going astray.
Yeshebe aga no chayim, kach et hayamim, kach et halelot, kach et hatzarot, kach et hamaraot, kach et hakeev, kach et hashaot, ki kamoni leolam lo tuchal lihiyot. Kach et hachovot, kach et hazkuyot, kach et hashkuna, kach et hazichronot. קח את החוכמה, קח את האמונות, תרצה אולי כמוני עולם לשנות. קח את הניסיון, קח את ההיגיון, קח את הרצון, קח את החזון, קח את הפסון, קח את השיגעון, קח את האל ביד ויש לך המנון.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon
line.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible.
May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Bay, Yod Bay. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today's psalm is more Yod Beit. Here, Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse, Hebraically. May the Lord, may Jehovah, cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakreti Yahweh, kola sifteyach lakot. May Jehovah cut off all flattering lashona. Midabretta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon midabret gedolot. May Jehovah, he who be, we be cut off. Yakreti Yahweh, all flattering lips. Call siftei chilakot, the tongue, lashon, that speaketh midabret proud things. Gedolot, big things. Gedolot. Bar Kapara taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious is slander that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him. As is said, may Jehovah cut off. Yakret, Yakretioah, may Jehovah, he who be, who he be, cut off. Yakret, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moshe, Moses, said of idolatry, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Here in Shemot in Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, this people have upped up a great uckery. This people have sinned a great sin. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'ama Hazeh, Chata'a Gedola, Vayasu Lahem Elohe Zahav. And here, the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to he who be, who he be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have ucked a great uck, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Vayashab Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh, Chita'a gedola, Vaya'isua lahem, Elohe Zahab. Yosef, exclaimed of adultery in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Enenu agadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo hasata mimeni miuma ki ima otata ba'asha ata ishto, ve'aika e'ese ha'ra'a ha'gdola hazota, ve'chatati le'lohim. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim? Enenu agadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo chasata mimeni yamilma, ki imotaka ba'asha ata ishto, ve'aika. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Hear. Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Vayomer Cain Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya Min So. Hear. Full of verse. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Vayomer Cain Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya Min So, Gadola Evoni Min So. my punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Gadol e'oni yamin neso, gadol e'voni min neso. But it is written of slander, may Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things. The tongue that speaketh great things. Yakret Yahuwah. Lashona midabreta gedolot. May Yahuwah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah. Yakret Yahuwah. Tongue. Lashon that speaketh midabret great things. Gedolot. And here, Midrash note. The plural, gedolot, great. Hear the word gedolot in Lashon Medabareta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, gedolot, from gadol, great. Here the word is plural, the plural gedolot, great. This implies enormities, gedolot, the plural great. The greats, the great things. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. So here, the Midrash note is that gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. Hence, hear. Yakretio mecha cut off. Lashona medabreta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu, Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty. Sifatenu, Ainai lips, our lips, Sifatenu, Itanu, are with us. Sifatenu, Itanu. Mi Adon Lanu, who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan, over us? Mi Adon Lanu? Asher Amru Ali Lishonenu Nagbir Sifatenu Itanu. Mi Adon Lanu? Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu? Rav Jose ben Rav Chanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Li Lishonenu Nagbir, with our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu, who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, the Midrash note, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'ayhu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, the Midrash note, literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha'adon, Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, He who be, who he be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li Lishonenu Nagbir. Mi Adon Lanu. The defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and seek slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanenu, lishaneno, lishaneno, with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here, Midrash note on the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue. Here, the Midrash notice that the word is spelt here without the wow, or some say the vav, but in the ancient Hebrew, the wow, without the wow after the sheen. So here, looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, the wow being missing after the sheen. So Lashon is spelled Lamed, Sheen, Wow, and Non. Lamed, Sheen, Wow, and Non. Here we have Lamed, Sheen, Nun, Non, and Wow. Lishonenu. Ani lechozer, I repeat, the defective spelling of Lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanino, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atzmo, Elohim himself, God himself. Egziavihir rasu. If one dear speak thus like this, cries out concerning slanderous, for in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Zarai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Mi yakum li, aim, me ra'im, who will rise up for me? Mi yakum li, against the evildoers, aim, me ra'im, who will rise up for me? For I against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil, unless it be Gehenna? But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou, the I from below. As it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Here, Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Here, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses. That reads, Ma hiten leka, ma yosifa lak, lashona remia, chitze gibora shnunim, aima gacheleya ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma hiten leka, and what shall be done to thee? Ma yosif lak, thou deceitful tongue, lashon remia. Sharp arrows of the mighty, chitzeya gibora shnunim, with coals of broom, aima gachleya ritamim. Or, what punishment shall be inflicted up on thee, upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What ma punishment yitain given leka to thee, uma yosif alak? Lashon remia, O slanderous tongue, sharp arrows from the Mighty One, chitzeya gibor shenunim, sharp arrows, the chitzei gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, chitzei gibor shenunim, sharp, above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. Aim gachleya ritamim, chitze gibor shnunim, aim gachlei ritamim. Coals of juniper, coals of broom, aim gachlei ritamim, rotamim. The roots of rotem, ritem, are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. The persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth so that it kills far away. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chayta shochet, the ketib shochet. Chayta shochet, the karei. Chayta shachuta, li shona mirma. Dibera befio shalom et ra'ehua yidaber ua bikirboa yasim arbo. And here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One, speaketh peaceably shalom to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said, even in Psalm 57, Hebraic of the fifth verse, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim, even the sons of Adam, Bnei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth, their teeth, Chinit, spears, with and chitzim, and arrows. Bnei Adam, Ashnehem, Chinita, Wechitzim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, here, Midrash note, in Buba in the note, but the ET has Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Why? Lamazah, why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons, the person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit. Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit. Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priest. Of that, deceit was spoken. And Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon. Here, Midrash notes. Rav Shimon, here, Midrash note, Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exiled ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Refer to Lamentations Rabbah, second edition. Ani lechozer, Rav Ze'era sent word to Rav Shimon, where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Yechezekel Ezekiel 9 and 4 says, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Vayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kare Elayo, Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora betoka ha'ira betoka Yerushalayim, Ve'ahita wita tawa, Allah mitzachota ha'nashim ha'nenachim, Ve'ha'nenakim, Al-kol ha'to'evota ha'na'esota betokaha. Here, full of verse, Yechezekel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, He who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betok Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Allah Mitzchota Ha'Nashim Ha'Ne Nakim, Wehane Nakim. Ani Lechozer, Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betoka Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Allah Mitzchota Ha'Nashim Ha'Ne Nakim. We hane nakim al kol ha to ebota ha na isota bitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. I am merely one of ha nashim ha ne nachim we hane nakim. I'll call ha to ebota ha na esot de tokaha. And here, Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus, the P.E., the print edition, Yalkut. The E.T., the edited text, some say is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse it says, go ye all through the city and smite, and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Hear, Yechezekel, Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 5-6. Ua le'eile amara be'aznaya, ivrua ba'ira achrayo, v'haku ala tachosa einkem, v'ala tachmol. Hear. Verse 5, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Make not your eye spear, neither have y'all pity. U le'el amar be'aznai, ibru ba'ira achrayo, v'haku ala tachosa einkem, v'ala tachmolu. Zakena bachuro ua betulla witafa wit nashima tahargua li mashachit wit alkolish ashara alayo hatawa ala tikashu ua mi mikadashia tahelu wayahelu ba nashima hazik enim ashara lifne hapayit. Here, full of verse 6. Slay utterly old, the eldest and young, both maids and little and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom the mark, hatau, the tau, the true cross, hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient, that were before the house. Zakeina bachura ua betula with taf. With nashim, tahargu ale mashchit, with alcohol ish, ashera alayo, hatawa, ala tikashu, ua mi emikadashia, tahelua wa yahelua ba nashima hazikanim, asha lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash note Rav's error answer, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua mi amika dashi, mi mika dashi,
my consecrated ones. Here, here, the Midrashno, as in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words Mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary may, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary, by a slight change, Mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart one,
apart one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one,
apart
one.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I did with the sound, I would say, hey.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible.
Oh, there's this passage I got memorized.
Not tell me. Not tell me. Not tell me.
On account of the oppression. Rephrase. Ani lechazer. I repeat. On account of the downpression of the poor. On account of the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12, hear, hear, hear the wow. The vav, the wow. The sixth verse, Hebraically, on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith Jehovah. Mishoda enim, me enkata evyonim. Atta akum yomar Yahuwah, for the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, mishod enyim, the downpression of the poor, mishod enyim, me enkata evyonim, for the sighing that enkat, me enkata evyonim, the sighing of the evyonim, of the needy. Atta, now, atta, atta, akum, now will I arise, akum, yomar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. When judges seek to corrupt justice, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, makes His presence rise and depart from among them. For by now will I arise, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, Atta Akum Yomar Yahuwah. Now, Atta, I will arise. Akum, saith Yomar Jehovah, Yahuwah,
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 by saying,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He means that I rise forthwith on account of the downpression of the poor, on account of the sighing of the needy. Mishod Anim, me enkata ebyonim. Rav Yudan said, the punishment for oppressing, for downpressing the poor, the punishment for downpressing the poor is greater than the punishment of the generation that perished in the flood. For of the generation of the flood, it is written even in Psalm 29, Hebraically, the 10th verse, the Lord sitteth up on.
Upon the flood.
Yahuwah Lamabul Yashab. Jehovah sat enthroned at the flood. Yahuwah Lamabul Yashab. He who be who he be sat upon the flood. As if to say, if one dare speak thus, like this, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, punish them while he was seated at his ease. If one dare speak like this, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, punish them while he was seated at his ease. But in this verse, it is written, now will I arise. Atta, akum, now, atta, I will arise. Akum, as if to say that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, does not punish the downpressers of the poor without first rising to his full height.
I will set him in safety while puffing up on him, while puffing upon him. Hear the wild verse. Ashita bi yesha'a yafiyach lawu. I will set him in safety while puffing up on him. Ashita bi yesha'a yafiyach lawu. Or I will set him in safety at whom they puff. According to Rav Hoshaya, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true God said, even as I set the one in safety, I make the measure of punishment grow hot, 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 upon the other, the other, the other. Ashita bi yesha, yafiyach lawu. I will set him bi yesha, in safety, Yeshua bi yesha. Ashita bi yesha, yafiyach lawu. The words of Jehovah are pure words. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12. Hear the Zayin. Hear the seventh verse, Hebraically. The words of he who be who he be are pure words. Imrot Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorot. The words of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, of Jehovah. Imrot Yahuwah, Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorota are pure words. Imarot Tehorot are pure words. Imroti Yahuwah, Imarota Tehorot. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, in scripture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, speaks in a roundabout way, so as not to utter an unseemly word, as is shown by the previous discussion, the reasoning of the psalm of the Mizmor, Ashrei Ha'ish. Blessed, or Ashrei, happy, happiness is the man. Ashrei Ha'ish. And here, Midrash note, here, blessed is the man, or more correctly, happy, happiness, Ashrei Ha'ish, Psalm 1. See the Midrash on Psalm 1, the third section, the third parek. In another comment, the verse is read, the words of Jehovah, words concerning purity, were committed to the care of those who are pure as silver. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 12, Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear the Zayin, Hebraically, the seventh verse. Imrota Yahuwah, Emarota Tehorota, Kesefa Sarufa, Ba Elila La Aretza, Mi Zukaka Shiba Atayim. Hear, in another comment, this verse, the Zayin verse, the first part, is read, the words of Jehovah, Imrot Yahuwah, words concerning purity, Imarot Tehorot, were committed to the care of those who are as pure as silver, Kesef Saruf. According to Rav Tanhum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isla, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared to Moshe, to Moses, quote, I gave thee two precepts that concerning the maintenance of ritual purity, to whose care were they committed? To the care of the Bnei Lewi, the sons of Levi, of whom it is written, even in Malachi, in Malachi 3:3, my messenger shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. My messenger shall purify the sons of Lewi, of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malachi, my messenger, Malachi, my angel, Malachi, my messenger. Hear the full verse from Malachi, chapter 3, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to Jehovah an offering in righteousness. Malachi we yashava meaz areifa, ua meat ahira kesef, we tihara eta bineya lewiya, we zikaka otama, ka zahaba we ka kasefa, we hayula yahua magisheya mincha, biaz edaka. My messenger shall purify the sons of Levi, of Lewi, and purge them as gold and silver. Malaaki, tihareta bneya Lewi, awia zikaka otama, ka zahaba wika kasef. And where in scripture are the two precepts to be found? One in the chapter on the paraduma, on the red heifer, the red hathor, whose ashes were used for lustration in Numbers, in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22. And the other in the chapter stating under what circumstances a Kohen, a priest, may defile himself for the dead. The section beginning even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 21, verses 1 to 2 that reads, say to HaKohanim, say to the priests, the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, say to them, there shall none, no one, defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his kin that is near to him. In another comment, the verse of the Mizmor, even Mizmor Yod Beit, today's Psalm, Psalm 12 is read, the words of Jehovah are, silver tried in the open before all men, refined seven times seven. Imrot Yehovah, imarota tehorot, kesefaz arufa ba elila laaretza, me zukaka shib atayim. In another comment, the verse here, the Zain verse, the words of Jehovah are, Imrota Yahuwah, silver tried in the open before all men, Kesef Tsaruf Ba Elila Laaret, refined seven times seven, Mezukaka Shiba Atayim, Mezukak Shiba Atayim, Shiba Atayim, refined seven times seven. And here, Midrash note right here. Here, the Midrash note on silver tried in the open before all men. Silver tried in the open here. Kesef Saruf Ba Elila La'aret. Generally, this is rendered in a furnace of the earth. Ba Elil La'aret. Ba Elila La'aret. In a furnace of earth or in a crucible. In a crucible on the earth, a crucible for the earth. Ba elil la'aret. And here, the second midrash note on this verse right here, refined seven times seven. Refine, mizukak, seven times seven. Shiba atayim, shivatayim, shib atayim. Seven times seven or refined seven times. In the Yehudi version, refined seven times. But here, the commentator takes the dual suffix, the dual suffix of shib atayim, shib atayim, shib atayim, seven times to mean the square of seven, or seven times seven. Shib atayim to mean the square of seven, seven times seven. For a similar interpretation, also refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the fourth section of the Midrash, for a similar targum, a similar interpretation. Shib atayim, seven times, square of seven, seven times seven. Shib atayim. Rav Yanai said, the words of Torah were not given as clear-cut decisions. For every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke to Moshe, to Moses, He offered him 49 arguments. He offered him 49 arguments. By that, a thing may be proved clean. And 49 other arguments, by that, it may be proven unclean. When Moses asked, Ribon Shelah Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, in what way shall I and I know the true sense of a law, of a Torah, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true God replied, the majority is to be followed. When a majority says it is unclean, it is unclean. When a majority says it is clean, it is clean. And here, a midrash note on the majority is to be followed. Here, the majority is to be followed. Here, compare with Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. And here in Shemot chapter 23, verse 2, it reads, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest, to wrestle judgment. Or thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak, or neither shalt thou answer in a cause to decline after many to rest, to wrestle judgment. Lo tihye achere rabim al raota, with lo ta'in al riba linotota achere rabim al hatot. Hear. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak or answer in a cause to decline after many or after the multitude to pervert justice. Lo tihye achere arabim liraot, with lo ta'inne al riba linotota achere arabim lihatot. Rav Abahu said in the name of Rav Yonatan, Jonathan, Rav Akiva had a faithful Talmid, a faithful Deka Mezmor, a faithful disciple, a disciple named Rav Meir, who, with 49 arguments from Scripture, could prove even a reptile clean, and with 49 other arguments, could prove it unclean. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said, even children living in the days of Shaul and David, living in the days of Saul and David, and in the days of Shemuel, the days of Samuel, knew those subtle distinctions of the law, the subtle distinctions of HaTorah that elaborate 49 arguments by that a thing may be proved clean, and 49 other arguments by that it may be proven unclean, as was stated above in the seventh mizmor, in the seventh psalm. And here, midrash note, a reference to the midrash on Psalm 7, the seventh perek, the seventh section of the midrash, the study on Psalm 7. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua apparently translates Alil, in the open, Alil, as though written Olal, young child, and is thus able to render the phrase in the open in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the seventh verse, as young children in the land. And here the verse, Kesef Tzaruf, as silver is tried, Kesef, silver, Tzaruf, tried, Ba Elil La'aret, in a furnace of the earth, or for the earth, in a crucible, Alil, Ba Alil, Ba Alil, also Alil, in the open, Ba Alil La'aret, in the open for the earth, as Ba Olil, Ba Olal, Ba Olal La'aret, bringing out the sense of young children in the earth. So, thus the full of full, Im Roti Yahuwah, Emarota, Tehorota, the words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesef Tzarufa, Ba Olal La'aret, as silver is tried, young children in the land. Refined seven times, or seven times seven. Me zukaka shiba atayi. They walk on every side of the wicked. They trod on every side of the ratchet. Hear the chet verse. Hear the eighth verse to the eighth verse right here. of today's psalm. Right here, the eighth, actually the ninth verse right here. The eighth verse, thou will keep them, O Jehovah, thou will preserve us, I and I, from this generation forever. Atah Yahuwah, tia shemerei, titzarei nuamina hadorzu le'olam. And here, 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 the eighth verse, saviv arishaim ayita halakun, the wicked, the ratchet, walk on every side, saviv rishaim yita halakun. Here, 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 brought out as, they will walk on every side of the wicked. Sabiv rishaim yita halakun. They will trod. That is to say, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, the righteous will walk around and around the wicked, around and around the ratchet. Sabiv rishaim yita halakun. The righteous, ha-tzarik, the tzarikim, in the Gan Ba'eden, in the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, will see the wicked, the ratchet, punished in Gehinna, Gehinna, Hebrew hell, Gehinna, and their souls will rejoice within them. As it is written of this it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, that have rebelled against I. Wiyatu wirau be figreya hanashima haposhaim bi kia tola etama lotamut we ishama lotikve we hayua deraon lekol basar. And here, here the fuller verse on Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 66, verse 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed, rebelled against me, against I. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. And they shall go forward and see their desire upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me, against I. Wiyatu wirau bi figreya hanashima haposhaim bi, and they shall go forth wiyatu and see wirau their desire upon the carcasses of the men bi figreya hanashim, that have rebelled, that have transgressed against me, that have rebelled against I. Haposhaim be. On that day, the righteous, ha-tzadik, the tzadikim, the righteous ones will give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Ayilu One, blessed be He, for the afflictions He has brought upon them in this world. As is said, even here, 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 in Yeshayahu, Esaias 12 and 1, in that day thou shalt say, I will give thanks to thee, to the I, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, with I, that is, in this world, thine anger is turned away, and thou, the I, comfortest me, and the I comfortest I. Ve'amarta bayom hahu, odekai Yahuwah ki anafta bi yashov apeka. Here, 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 full of verse, and in that day thou shalt say, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, I will praise thee, I will praise the I, O Dekai Yahuwah, though thou wast angry with me, with I, thine anger is turned away, and thou and the I comfortest I. With Amarta Bayom Hahu, O Dekai Yahuwah, ki anavta bi yashov habeka uate nachmeini. That is in the hereafter, in the after, here, 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 the hereafter, when thou, the I, lettest I see, makest I to see thy vengeance upon mine enemies, upon I and thy enemies. When will this be? Here, 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 today's psalm. Mizmor Yodbeit, here, the ninth verse, when he will exalt Kerum, the most despised among the sons of men. When will this be? When he will exalt Kerum, the most despised among the sons of men. Kerum Zulat Livne Adam. When he will exalt Kerum, the most despised Zulat among the sons of men, the sons of Adam. Livne Adam. The word here, Kerum, Kerum, written defectively, must be read, when he will exalt, Kerum, Kerum, when he will exalt, that is, when HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, will exalt HaTzadik, the righteous, and the Tzadikim, the righteous ones, who are most despised in the eyes of men, in the eyes of Adam, in this world. And here, Midrash note on Kerum, there should have been a wawa after the resh. In Kerum, Hebraically speaking, there should have been a wawa, the six-letter wawa, some say vav, after the resh, after the Hebrew R. Without the wawa, the word can be read as Kerum, 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 when he will exalt. Usually, Kerum, Kerum is translated, is exalted. So, looking at the Masoretic, there should have been a wow, the W, after the resh, the R. Without the wow, the W, the word can be read, Kerum, Kerum, when he will exalt, usually as Kerum, Kerum, translated, is exalted. So the fuller full, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, the usual translation and reading of this verse, Kerum Zulat, Kerum Zulut, here, Kerum Zulut, Kerum Zuluta Libne Adam. One reading, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men, or Kerum Zulata Libne Adam, when he will exalt the most despised among the sons of Adam, the sons of men. Another comment, also by Rav Yehuda, by Judah, the words, when he will exalt Kerum, Kerum, the most despised, refers to the time, the Iwa, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, will exalt the vineyard, the Kerem, that is despised. The vineyard of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, is none other than the Beit Yisrael, none other than the Beit Yisrael, the house, the Beit of Yisrael, of the Tsar, the Prince of El. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah, the plant of his delight. Ki karema Yahuwah Tzavaot Beit Yisrael V'isha Yehuda Nita'a Sha'ashu Ayyowa V'yikawa Le'mishpata V'hineya Misapacha Li'etzedaka V'hineya Tzaka. For the vineyard of Yahuwah Tzavaot, of He who be, who ye be, of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzavaot, is the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, and the men of Yehuda, his pleasant plan. And he looked for judgment, but behold, down pression for righteousness, but behold a cry, behold a shriek. Ki kerem Yahuwah Tzavaot Beit Yisrael, with ish Yehuda nita'a sha'ish ayowa, vayikawa lemishpata. V'hineya misapach, misapach, li tzedaka, v'hine tzaka. Rav Nehemiah said to Rav Yehuda, Judah, how long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for us? How long will you twist the meaning of Scripture for I and I, for us? The verse should be read, the wicked, the ratchet, will walk on every side. The verse here in today's psalm. Mizmor Yod Beit. Here, the eighth verse. The verse should be read, Sabib Rishaim Yita Halakun. So Rav Nechemyahu said to Rav Yehuda, how long will you twist the meaning of scripture for us? The verse